It's the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by A Number One Air.
This is Scary Movie Month for me, as I watch as many scary movies as I possibly can, and they're all based on the P1 recommendations. They are dictating my life right now. So far, I've watched The Changeling, The Babadook, It Follows, Hush, The Strangers, Funny Games, which I got Craig to watch as well, Hereditary. You might want to watch that one too, Craig. 28 Days Later, The Conjuring, The Ring, The Cabin in the Woods, and Event Horizon. That's a lot. Can you believe we watched that many movies?
God, that's a ton.
That's more movies than I watch in a 5-year period of time.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
I actually am. Yeah. Okay. It's very strange.
I think it's affecting you.
Oh, see?
You're all spooky.
It is affecting me. Like yesterday, I was on the kick of going on the show, which is what this creepy girl. It's what this creepy girl does in this movie.
That's what that was.
Called Hereditary. Did you see Hereditary? The little girl, Charlie, that does that? Anyway, it's creepy that she does that. And of course, after she dies, her family still hears that in the house as they walk through. Like,
genius.
I know.
Genius.
It is. Oh, genius. Anyway, so one of these that was recommended by the P1s is one of the worst movies I ever saw. And I had multiple P1s recommend it to me. And I don't know whether there's a meme that you recommend this movie to your friends in order to be like a joke, like it's a Reddit joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Event Horizon. I thought that was horrible. It's about these guys going to Lawrence Fishburne and then go into space, and there's an old spaceship that they got to rescue, find out what happened to the crew. And
doesn't sound very good.
Oh, it's just full of a bunch of movie cliches, and it's just horrible. I felt I was being pranked by the P1s. That one was really bad. Now, ones I can recommend, and this is one that Saroy was high on. You may have heard him speaking to me about this in studio. And I think you guys should watch this, because it really is good and inventive. And it's The Cabin in the Woods. It is a very, very interesting and good film, because it's actually got some scariness, intenseness to it. And it's funny. It's genuinely funny, and it's inventive. It's unlike any scary movie premise you've ever seen.
Are you watching this? Sound like a weird question, but are you watching this with surround sound? That adds to it, doesn't it?
And at night.
Okay.
And this is how it's affecting me, is because I do walk around my place doing maniacal laughter. Like, just in it when the TV's off and I'm just, you know, going about my day, and I just
and we've had storms.
Yeah,
it's been raining.
Yeah, anytime it thunders, I celebrate it by laughing.
Shake your fist.
I am going crazy. I'm going crazy, and I'm trying. Jared, did you just play something?
What? I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything.
I thought I heard a tongue clucking sound. I don't know. Okay. So far, the best ones to watch, The Cabin in the Woods, P1 should watch that, Funny Games, which gets Craig Miller 2 thumbs up, Hush, and those were the ones that are the best ones so far. And never watch Event Horizon. Now, as I was watching these, you know, it comes up with the other recommended titles, or as I'm scrolling through the horror movie section on some of our streaming services, I saw this title here, Georgia, and I'm going to let you read this. And I thought I was being pranked. It was one of those, I looked around to make sure no one was standing behind me and had control of my television set, because I just didn't think this could be a real movie. But this is the actual title to a movie that came up on the streaming service.
The Return to Blood Fart Lake.
God, what a ridiculous title. Did you watch it?
No, of course I didn't watch that.
Did you like it?
There is like no it? Lake named.
No.
So this was a sequel.
Yes, it's the return to it. This return movie came to us in 2011.
The first one was Terror at Blood Fart Lake in 2008.
There's no way I'm watching those. And look at the cover of The Return to BF Lake. Got a sexy girl in a bikini on the front of it, standing in a lake. You want to know from
No.
Okay. Did you guys just hear Norm laughing maniacally in the background?
No.
Oh. Okay. A haunted museum. Anyone interested in going to Vegas with me? It's a haunted museum that's just got a few venerated pieces of memorabilia. Murderabilia, as I like to call it.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
Zach Bagans is the curator of the haunted museum. And he has acquired some very valuable pieces recently. He now owns the hospital gown that Charles Manson was wearing when he died.
Wow.
He also has the coroner's toe tag for Manson.
Wow.
As well as... Did you guys just hear Manson laughing? And
No.
Okay. He also has all of Manson's bone fragments that were scraped out of the incinerator.
Wow, that's right up your alley.
My alley?
Yes.
I'm telling you guys because you guys are usually interested in this stuff. Manson's grandson, Jason Freeman, gave Mr. Bagans all of the items this week, and it'll go in the Vegas Haunted Museum, which is already famous for having Manson's dentures. It's either his dentures or his real teeth. It just says Manson's chompers.
Chompers.
And two paintings of Manson. One that has his urine and another one that's mixed with his ashes. The paint has his ashes in it.
Nobody.
But he... Did you guys just hear Manson say the word nobody?
No.
You're hearing things.
He just called me nobody.
Yeah, you're being affected by these movies.
Manson's hospital gown contains his bodily fluids. Same goes for the sheet that was draped over Manson's body while it lay in the morgue. He also has the electrodes taken off Manson's body after he died that had so much power surging through them.
Did you ever finish that documentary on the Manson tapes? The new tapes?
I did.
What'd you think?
They stretched a 30-minute show into an hour and a half or something.
Pretty much nothing.
Which so much TV does that now. Don't you hate that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I'm all for resetting because I'm in radio, but I hate how these TV shows reset after every commercial break, and it takes up so much time, and it's so repetitive.
By the way, couldn't you start your own haunted museum here with all your Lee Harvey Oswald stuff and your Andrew Cunanan stuff and your Bonnie Lee Bakley stuff?
Who? I don't even know who these people are.
Did you see my Instagram photo from over the weekend?
No.
It was for you.
Oh, he did it all for me?
He did it all for you.
He did it all for me.
I was riding through Oak Cliff, and I happened upon that.
Oh, my gosh, it's a beautiful mural. Oh, look at that. What is that?
Go ahead and describe it.
It's a big painting of, it's the side of a building, and they've painted Oswald's mugshot on it.
It seems to be a celebration of Oswald.
Yeah, what's with that? Dallas is now embracing Oswald?
Dallas?
Yes.
By the way, I captioned it Gordo Graffiti Art.
I did not paint that. In the cover of Night, I didn't sneak down there with 12 cans of spray paint.
Going Banksy.
And you should have seen all of the P1 comments.
Uh-oh.
Gordo has to be hiding in those bushes handling up on his business.
All right. I'm the one guy who's standing against him and rubbing myself alongside him. Oh!
Gordo could use that picture as material.
What does that mean? Really? What is it?
All right, Gordo, thank you.
And yes. And by the way,
thank yourself for your time.
The guy said that when he had Manson's bone fragments in his home, storing them until he could take them to the museum, he said there it triggered paranormal activity.
Uh-oh.
Including one case in which his cell phone, he was driving away out of his driveway, and his cell phone rings, and it was his house number, and no one was inside the house.
Oh, my God. See, I believe all that.
That was Manson calling.
It was.
Yeah. And when the guy asked, who's calling, he just heard Manson's voice say one word.
Nobody.
All right, that's the ODEX.